Well, Dave, it's only 7 games into the season, certainly a small sample. A couple of bumps along the way. Is it a case of the pitchers just trying to find their groove early on?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. Yeah, I think trying to find their groove, trying to do a little more than they can do right now. I think looking back on spring training, the way we ended up with some days off, and I think a couple of guys missed the turn there toward the end. And, you know, the game in Norfolk, you know, you look back and say, maybe I should have pitched a guy here or there. You don't know, but you want to keep them rested going into the season. So you look at all those things. But I think, you know, first time out, and regardless of what you say, this regular season, there's more intensity and more concentration and probably trying to do a little bit too much too early on.
With that in mind, even though the starters in particular as a group haven't pitched as you expect they will, is it a good sign for you that they have kept you in the game even though they're not pitching what they will do?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, they're you'd hope they keep you in the game a little bit longer, as we all do. But by the same token, yeah, and when the reality is, when you look at a couple of games, like the one game in Detroit with Bud, I think 2 or 3 pitches make a difference, especially with the Torii Hunter at bat. So you look at those things and you pull the positives out of that and say, you know what, we were probably a pitch or two away from getting a 6-inning start and maybe, you know, saving the bullpen a little bit. So, yeah, you're always thinking about that kind of stuff. And the other thing is, it's a pretty good teams we're playing. You know, we started out with some real good clubs, and I think, again, guys trying to be a little bit better than they are, understanding that they just have to really make quality pitches on a consistent basis. Miggy was talking to me yesterday about it, and he just said, you know what, I try to do too much expectation of myself, and, you know, I'm trying to be more under control next time out.
And you would expect human nature taking over. The starters know, team needs a win, I'm on the mound today, I got to go out and do it. How do you balance that line of the want to, as Buck likes to say, with just going out today, weigh in, just go be yourself?
Yeah, I know, and that's easy for all of us to say, myself included, you know, Jim, but when you go out there on that hill, and I tell the pitchers this all the time, the fans, the regular position players, unless you've been on that mound by yourself in a big league environment, you just don't understand what it's like. It's just a different animal. I mean, it's the only sport the offense has, or the defense has the ball.
Right.
So it's a different animal. But, and again, these guys are probably still on somewhat of a learning curve, which is fine. And, you know, if you want to be one of the best, you got to compete with the best. And, you know, so far we've done that to a degree, and hopefully we can take it to the next level these next few times out.
Now, Chen, in his first start against Boston, kind of a strange start. He gives up 12 hits, base runners all over the place, but he only allowed 4 runs and kept you in the game. So what does he need to do to improve on that today against the Yankee lineup that showed yesterday they're very patient?
Well, as you just said, you know, we talk about damage control all the time. So you're right. Even though he gave us some hits, he kept us in the ball game. So we hope the guys are a little bit more efficient. They have less innings where they throw, you know, 20, 25 pitch innings, come back. I think a good thing is if we score a run or two, go out and have a shutdown inning, you know, that kind of thing, that gives the team a little, you know, added incentive to keep going. So I think all those things combined, but you're right. Manage the innings. You know, if they score 1, don't give them 2. If they score 2, don't give them 3. You know, if there's 1 out and a couple of runners on, let's try to get out of the situation right now. So, again, it's a learning curve, but I think the guys are on track, and more importantly, they understand it.
And one of these days, the lineup is going to break loose. You know that, and maybe scoring 5 or 6 runs, that would be a help.
Well, you know what? I mean, we face some pretty good pitching. You come into the season, you face the Lackeys and the Lesters and the, you know, the Verlanders of the world, then you come in here with Kuroda. So that's not an easy task, especially early on. Same thing with the hitters coming out of spring training. You get your at-bats, yes, but you don't get them against the Verlanders and the Lesters of the world. So it's different.